Plenty of initiative on the oil markets. In European trading today, oil is below $119 a barrel. Joining us now is commodities correspondent for the Financial Times, Javier Blas. Javier, you know, this volatility and this downward pressure on oil, somebody's losing money here. Who is it?
Well, a lot of traders were betting on prices keeping up, and they are absolutely losing money. And for the oil companies, it's also a lose. So probably we are going to begin to see as soon as next quarter and by the end of the year, the big oil companies such as ExxonMobil and Chevron reporting on lower profits.
Now, we've seen a whipsaw up and now a whipsaw down. Gasoline prices are falling in the United States. It seems that the industry is really beginning to rethink, as we were talking a moment ago, this whole idea that demand is just a one-way street going up. Demand is shifting in the industrialized world. Growth is lower in China and India. That's having a real impact in future trading.
I think that the demand in the U.S. is falling, and probably it is also here in Europe and in Japan. I'm not so sure that we are seeing yet a slowdown in demand growth in China or India, where consumption remains very, very high, and probably it's going to continue to grow for at least a few years. And I think we are focusing a lot on the demand side. We are forgetting the supply. And I will say that the market is moving as much as because demand is contracting in the U.S., but also because supply is increasing, particularly from OPEC countries and in particular from Saudi Arabia. And Saudi Arabia has pushed its production to the highest level in 25 years this month, and that's having an impact on the market.
And these prices are the lowest they've been all summer long. You know, there were rumors yesterday that a hedge fund had made a bad bet on commodities and was unwinding an oil position and some other commodity positions. Is it possible that we may learn that somebody has made a really bad bet here and that we're going to see, you know, even possibly the failure of a fund over the next couple of weeks?
I think that's not only a possibility, it's a reality. We have seen already Sen Group, the Tulsa, Oklahoma-based physical oil trader in the United States, going on Chapter 11 because they lost a lot of money trading oil. They lost about $3 billion on oil trading. It could be another Sen Group on the happening on the oil market. It's possible. We have seen a huge volatility recently with a very large price movement from in the last 10 weeks. The price has moved from $120 to a peak of nearly $150, and then we are back today, right now, trading in European mid-trade at $119. So it is probable that we are going to see something happening. But rumors about hedge funds in trouble have been around for the last, I will say, 6 months, and so far we have seen nothing. So far it's just rumors, nothing really concrete.
All right, Javier Blas, commodities correspondent for the Financial Times. Perhaps we will talk to you next week if the markets find an actual trading range. It would be a whole different reality if we were trading around $125 a barrel as a range as opposed to $150 a barrel as a range. Javier Blas, commodities correspondent for the Financial Times. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
That volatility is spectacular, really.
Yeah, and it may settle down if enough people get burned.